This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, Dr. Vic here. Excited to be here with you at this time. I'm looking forward to this topic that I want to discuss. And before we do, I have an upcoming workshop that I want to share with you that's going to really dive into understanding how your thoughts create your reality, how your thoughts can be either the thing that breaks you through to new levels in business, or it's going to be the thing that becomes your lid, your limit, the thing that's going to hold you back and never be able to soar, no matter what you do, no matter what marketing, coach, business principles, dean workshops, you name it, is going to do. I have this workshop coming up. It is 100% live. There is no replace for this workshop. But if you go ahead, it's in the show notes. It's going to be on May 19th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to dive in for about 30 to 40 minutes. And it will be time for Q&A afterwards. I'm going to stay on the workshop until there is no more questions. And I want to be able to help individuals really dive deep in understanding how their mind works, how it limits them. We're going to get into limiting beliefs, subconscious mind programs, how to reframe your mindset, how to rewire your mind, and so much more. You don't want to miss this. I'm excited to share this content with you. And it's going to be for those who want to truly level up, not in just business with money, but in your relationship, health, and every facet of your life, the things I'll be teaching and sharing there you can utilize. So make sure to go ahead in the show notes really quick, take a moment and go register. It'll take you 2 seconds. That way you don't miss out on this. I'm excited to talk about this topic. I've talked about it before in different fashions and formats. I've used this with my coaching clients when they sign up. There's an online portal process where we dive deep into. I have worked with this in different presentations that I've done. And it's going to get a little quantum physics-like, okay? And I want to talk about an experiment that really allows you to understand the power of who you really are. How you consciousness, you are consciousness, you are life. Giving life to an experience, giving life to something, and how you see something is what it's going to be. That's law. Quantum physics has proven this. So let's take a step back and let's talk about this study. So it was known as the double slit study, or otherwise known as the observer effect. And what scientists were trying to figure out, quantum physicists were trying to figure out, is when there is an electron of light of some shape or form, does it act as like a particle or does it act like a wave? Now, what does that all mean? So since it's one of the things where they have these two slits, and if they shot particles right through that hole, it should go straight across and the light would show up on the back screen of the sensor. That's what they were expecting to happen, right? So what happened was, is when they were looking, here they go, they're turning on the machine, sensor's on, here they go, the electrons are firing through, and they're watching, and they're seeing it mainly show up in, through those two slits. So they said, okay, great, that's what it was. But what happened was, is then all of a sudden they didn't, were looking, and what showed up was kind of weird. It showed up in a wave format. So what that means is there was thicker, you know, as the light was coming through, it spread. And so when it spread, it was very little thin lines on the outside, and then there was a gap, and then there was another layer of light lines, and then there was a gap and another layer. So the closer it got to the middle, the thicker it was, those light was, the, on the end, it was not as much. And they said, man, maybe we messed something up here. So they went back, they redid everything to make sure that they didn't mess it up. They went through the same exact process, and the same results kept happening. It was the weirdest thing, because they're like, if it's a particle, it should act this way based on what we know. But then why is it showing up sometimes in a wave format when we're not looking for it? And so the thing is when you are looking for, you know, basically what they found out was is realizing that it's going to, for some way, mysteriously, this is what the mysterious part was, somehow the electrons changed the way they acted when someone was looking and expecting an experience of seeing the particles act like the electrons act like a particle versus when they were not, the electrons acted this way. They're like, how did the electrons know to be guided to go in those directions? That's the fascinating part. Now, for you, you may be going, I don't understand this. Why is he talking about this? But I want to take it a step back and let's bring it down into some layman terms here, or just terms in general that helped me understand this whole process better when I first heard about this years ago. Is that when they look and expect something, they saw it. When they weren't looking, you can say randomness showed up. And I like to use the word random, but even quantum physicists don't like using that word. But it's one of the things where it started to get into what they call the spookiness of life. Because what happened is, and what the particle represents, is an actualized focus. You're actually focusing on something and it's manifesting into the physical realm. That's what particles are. Wave is non-physical, which means it's infinite potential. It can be anything and it's all there. There's books written on this called The Field. You know, zero point field, unlimited, the universe of infinite potentials and possibilities all exist. All possibilities already exist. It's just, which one do you want to experience? Which one do you get to choose? You've heard me talk about on this podcast, there's this universal catalog. You know, let's say a massive steroid catalog of Netflix. It's massive. It's endless. It's infinite. And you can choose just by pointing, picking, bringing it in. There you go. That's what you get to experience. It's as simple as that, right? And so quantum physics has actually proven that. They've done this also where, you know, when you look at electrons, we thought electrons, you know, taking back to chemistry, you have the atom in the middle, right? And it's the neutron and the proton, and you have the electrons spinning around. They spin so fast it makes a cloud. Well, what they found out, you know, they were like, okay, well, how can we hone in on an electron and see, does the electron spin to the right or to the left? And that's what they were looking for. Now, this is not the double slit study. This is a whole different study. But again, we're looking at, they're starting to play around with consciousness and how can the consciousness affect what we experience and what we see and how it materializes into the physical realm. So the scientists will look for saying, okay, the electron spins to the right. They go look, all the electrons will spin to the right. They say, okay, well, let's look at the electron spinning to the left. Let's see, is there electron spinning to the left? All they saw was electrons spinning to the left. It was the same phenomenon happening. So let's take another step back and say, well, okay, great. This is good stuff. What does this mean for me? What does this mean for my life? This is a spiritual truth coming here. What you see it as is what it will become. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. How you want to see something is what you will experience it to become for you, no matter if your mind can understand it or not. I teach my clients a lot of times about responding to life rather than reacting. Because let's face it, life isn't always going to be uphill trajectory with no downs and pullbacks and setbacks and all those things. It's going to be a constant up and down. But how you see those down moments and how you truly believe what it's going to be and how you justify that is going to be the outcome of it. I can tell you thousands upon thousands of times of what I've went through in my life. And when I started to know, this is a code I live by. All things always work out for the better. All things do. All things do. No matter if it's hard for you to understand that or not, all things do. Not just for me, but all the greater of humanity also. And I know that no matter what shows up in my life, it's there to help me grow, expand, evolve, discover, rediscover greatness within, and to allow me to get on the path that's going to lead me to the highest level of fulfillment. I know this. Deep into my soul, I know this. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. And the key concept is you have to see that in that way. Now, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm just telling you that this is how, if you have a mindset that believes in that way, then everything that ever happens to you will be for the greater good. I tell you, I could share thousands upon thousands of stories of people utilizing these kind of principles where they only see whatever happens in their life. They know it's going to be for something good. Even though their mind can't comprehend it at that time, they know it's going to be for something good or it's going to be for something better. Even when you were hoping for something to happen, maybe it was a job, maybe it was the college you wanted to get into, maybe it was a next level client or a partnership that was going to blow up your business and it doesn't happen. You have an opportunity at that moment to either say, this sucks, poor me, blah, 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 all that low vibrational conscious stuff. Or you can choose to say, you know what? I know there's something better. When one door closes, another one opens, and that door that opens is always going to be better. You can program this, and it will work for you. You don't have to believe me. Quantum physics has already proven it. What you see is what it's going to be. How you see it is what it's going to be. The perspective and vantage point of what you take in that in that time is going to determine how you see something showing up for you. So you have a choice. That's how powerful you are. You give life to things. It alters and changes physical reality. That's how powerful you are. This is not some cool spiritual stuff. No, this is based on quantum physics dictating and stating what we can do and how we can alter this. And we are only in the infant stages of understanding this. Even all the 15 years I've been studying this, I still nowhere near the power. Until I can take something in my hand, like lead, and in my mind, shift the molecular vibrational constructs of that to shift to gold. And I think there will be a time where I know we can do it. When that time comes, because I have a feeling we will start to experience this, and this is how we'll take our power back as humans. That we won't be pulled into the constructs of all this, because once we start to understand that everything's a vibrational field, once we start to understand that everything's quantum, it changes the game. You see, so because your vibration and how you see something, right? If you see something positive, that's a higher vibration. That's a higher conscious level or frequency or a tone. If you see something negative, that's going to be a lower vibrational frequency, consciousness or tone. And because of that frequency of what you're emitting into the field, that's what you're going to experience more of. So if you have something that you say is, this is not something I enjoy, this brings uncomfortable emotions, but I know, even though my mind can't comprehend this right now, this is something for the greater good. You sent a signal out saying, hey, bring something good because of this. And infinite potential, how you see it is what's going to come. And there's so many different experiences of this. You know, I've heard stories from listening in different workshops I've studied and so forth of a gentleman back in the day, this is back in the day, wanted a new car radio, but couldn't afford it. So he settled for a less expensive one. Okay. What ended up happening was, is somebody broke in and took that car radio. He was devastated, but he had a moment in time, even though the mind couldn't comprehend, because now he's out of money. He spent money on only what he had to get a car radio that he wanted, because he couldn't afford the higher end one that he wanted. Couldn't afford that, so he went with the second option. How many times do we go with the second option and not really sit back and say, you know what, I can choose this and demand this, okay? So this is the power of this stuff. So what ends up happening is he goes ahead and he says, well, I know something good's going to come out of this. I don't know what, I don't understand how, but I know something good's going to come out of this. He sets a claim. The insurance adjuster comes. He said he had some damage on the car, and he also the radio. So the insurance claimer said, okay, here's the money for the radio, and then here's the money for the damage on your car. He ends up going, he's still thinking in his head, he can't afford that high-end radio, but he's like, you know what? I know still something good's going to come out of this. He ends up going to the car detail guy, and he looks and he says, you know what? This can be an easy fix. He takes care of it, he pops the dents out, so forth, car's fixed. And the guy's like, well, how much do I owe you? He goes, it's on us. This was an easy fix. Don't worry about it. And he's like, are you sure? Come on, I got to pay you for something. He goes, no, it was an easy fix for us. So why take your money when it's an easy fix? Don't worry about it. Now, with the money that we're supposed to pay for the detailing of the car to get the dents out and everything, and the money he got from the radio he just bought, when you added that up, he had the money to get the radio he wanted without doing, not even lifting a finger. And I could share thousands about that. There's a chiropractor I follow, and he's taught his daughter this, and something happened where she couldn't, the job she wanted to land, it fell through a week later. She waited for months, got another job, fell through a week later. Some reason she was just having bad luck. And when I look back, I said, the universe was kind of telling you need to make a pivot. All of a sudden she was like, well, I know everything happens for a reason. One door closes, another one opens. Teachings that I love the teachings. This guy and I connect very well from that kind of mindset. And long story short, sent out 65 applications for jobs, and she landed a job that was paid way more than what her original job was going to be. And the people she works with are just fun and just great to be with. And it's a great company, and she's well-respected and so much more. It's the power of seeing things from a different perspective. And what you see is what's going to become. That's in your health. That's in your relationships. That's in business. That's in every fabric of life. You start to understand these principles of what I just shared in this episode, and you take your power back and you start to choose the life that you want to have. Because at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a victim. Nobody is a victim in life. The only reason why you believe or you experience victimhood is because you believe it in some way, shape, or form. That vibrational field exists, and you're attracting that into your life. Start to see things different, and it will be different for you. These are the principles, just a small percentage of what I'll be sharing in the upcoming workshop I have on May 19th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out in the show notes to get set up for that. That's what I got for you guys today. I hope you can make the workshop. I know it'll be beneficial. If you're in business, great. If you're not, still attend. It's going to be great information to help you elevate your life to a whole new level and so much more. I appreciate you for tuning in. Please take a moment, share a review, subscribe, and pay this forward if you enjoyed the podcast. Appreciate you. Until next time. Keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.